Hi, I'm Kelly Frelo, the middle school science teacher at St. Matthew the Apostle. Welcome to our next episode of Casting Crusaders. Today we're going to be talking about the science fair that was held last night. I want to start off by saying what a great job all the students did on their projects. We're all very impressed at the caliber of the projects. I would also like to take a second to thank our judges, Chrissy Giacona, Joanne Haydell, Aaron Merchant, and Grace Gardere. I know their job was not easy. So now we're going to speak to a few of our students about their projects. So I'm here with Gavin right now, and we're going to talk about a science project. So Gavin, what was your project?
My project was the egg float project.
Okay, what made you decide on that topic?
I was just looking and I saw that, and I was just figuring out that was okay to do.
It piqued your interest?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy with the way it turned out?
Yeah, I'm happy that I could get all of the words and pictures and I'll print it out and I could do that all on the computer. I can make it my own.
That's great. Is there anything you would do differently?
Probably just give it more life.
Give it more life?
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year you could give it more life. I think you did a fabulous job.
Thank you
for being on our second podcast.
You're welcome.
So now we're here with Vernon. Vernon, what was your project?
My project was if plants will grow faster with coffee grounds.
That's a very interesting topic. What made you decide on that topic?
Me and my mother and I simply just like coffee.
So do I. You know I like coffee. So I liked your project. Are you happy with the way it turned out?
Yeah. Yes, we got to grow plants, and it can even be used for decoration in our front yard.
So it was also something you and your mom could do together, right?
Yeah.
So y'all could spend time together.
Yeah.
That's great. Is there anything you'd do differently?
The only thing that I do differently is try to get it earlier, because we were kind of rushed because we happened to go on a cruise.
So, Vernon, I was admiring your flowers, and I smelt them, and they smelt delectable. They were so pretty and smelled so good. So you did a really good job. That's organic, so I knew it would grow. You did a great job. Thank you, Vernon. So now we're here with Chloe, who was also a winner at the science fair. So, Chloe, what was your project?
My project was testing which hand sanitizer works the best.
That was very interesting. Very interesting project. The judges loved it. What made you decide on that topic?
So I always buy hand sanitizers based off of their scent and, like, packaging. So I really wanted to test which ones would work the best and would really kill bacteria.
We were actually, after the judges had finished judging it, we were actually looking at the backs of them to see the percentages that were on it based on what your results were. And they would all, like, fell into place with what your results were. It was really cool. Are you happy with the way it turned out?
Yeah, I am.
That's good. Is there anything you do differently?
Maybe testing more hand sanitizers and maybe getting another light so it could hit directly on another plate, because I felt like some of them didn't get the same amount as some light.
Well, I was really excited when you first started telling me about your project, and I was really excited to see the end product. So you did a great job, and congratulations again on winning.
Thank you.
So now we're here with Richard, who was the overall winner of the entire science fair. So Richard, what was your project?
I was testing the level of carbonation in sodas.
And what made you decide on that topic?
I just thought it was, like, a good original idea and that it would be fun to do.
Are you happy with the way it turned out?
Yes, I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
Is there anything you would do differently?
Maybe just test some more sodas and get some more results.
I think you did a fabulous job, and congratulations on winning the overall award for the science fair. Well, that's our wrap-up of the science fair. Thanks for listening, and join us on our next episode of Casting Crusaders.